cordially invited to another historic event. For a third consecutive year, The DA Show is the only radio program in America that opens up its home to the public. Welcome to a place where all of your dreams and nightmares come true. You are now entering the infamous Bob's Bar.
Good morning!
What's up, DA? Permission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, dirty, dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday, boys and girls. One question. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And we come to you live from Bob's Bar. It is Bob's 3, the third annual Bob's Bar show. And I am overwhelmed by the support we have gotten from the D'Aliens this year. It started as a lark last year. Oh, Bob's Bar is open to the public. Why don't you open it up to the listeners as well, Mraz? Why doesn't Bob and Nancy open it up to the listeners? And it was like, okay. And with 48 hours to go before last year's Bob's Bar, we said, yeah, the listeners are invited. And we had a smattering of listeners show up. Justin in Albany came. Tommy Topspin came.
Yeah.
We also had Knockout Neil come last year.
And Dana McCann.
And Dana Mechanicsburg made the trip. This year, the place is jammed. It is just extraordinary. And we said whoever comes for the farthest away gets to oil boil. So coming up here, I will announce the distances, the times, the mileage that people came from. But it is incredibly impressive. Now, who is going to be oiling Boyle? We don't know yet, but we do have Pat Boyle here. And Pat Boyle has been a good sport. I think he is kind of brought a lot of it on himself. He likes being a bit of a centerpiece. He likes being a bit of a ham. But
yes, he does.
He is here ready to get oiled up. Now, if I could just have everybody's attention quickly here. As Pat Boyle begins the proceedings, you can watch at watchda.com, at YouTube, and on Twitch as well. But before we get to the oiling of Boyle, Boyle had a real difficult moment a couple of weeks ago. As you know, he called his shot. He said, I will have the best Canadian bacon ever, the grandest Canadian bacon ever. And he choked. And now he has to just basically live in infamy until next year. Except we went into the bylaws of the DA show and said, wait a second, a live show, third annual Bob's Bar before the boiling and the oiling, Boyle has a shot at redemption. It's the missing Canadian bacon, everybody!
What?
Cue the music!
The sizzle of the best goals.
Sing us a song. You're the overtime ending man.
The saltiness of the best games.
Guys, we're having a good time! Having a good time!
We crave the nightly action of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
That's a hockey, you know, it's only a game. Why do you have to be mad? He's a good guy.
It's your morning serving of Canadian bacon. Only on the DA show.
We knew this could be unpopular, but we went through the stop sign anyway. We also upped the ante. Boyle is drunk. So, Pat Boyle attempts to do the missing Canadian bacon, forever now known as the missing bacon. Pat Boyle, take it away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the aliens from around the great US of A and the great North, Bob and Nancy, West Babylon, I salute to you. Hopefully Foxy's bagpipes don't blow as hard as my last Canadian bacon did. Otherwise, everybody's eardrums are in trouble. I take you back to Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. 8 days ago, hundreds of bookers ago, as we've got Bob cooking up the sausage, egg, and cheeses. The Florida Panthers and Vegas Golden Knights dropped the puck in Sunrise, where the Cats were as desperate for a win as we all were to see Badlands Booker belch in Moran's face. And the Cats would rattle the cage almost right away as Brandon Montour made like Montauk. He was on the end of an island on the ice, and 4 minutes into the game, it was Montour's World Tour.
Here on the near boards, it's Tkachuk. Backhand, Montour, some room, a shot. He scores! Top shelf, Brandon Montour from the top of the left circle. And the Panthers strike first. 4 minutes, 8 seconds into the action. Brandon Montour upstairs. May have been tipped on the way. The Panthers take a 1-0 lead.
Panthers radio the call. Montour lit the lamp early like Bob the Deli Man lit the grill this morning. And he turned Canadian bacon into sausage to make it 1-0 Florida. But with 4 minutes left in the first period, Anthony Duclair felt like doo-doo when he tripped Zach Whitecloud to put Vegas on the power play. And it didn't take long. After Whitecloud was tripping, Mark Stone was ripping. He lit one up and puff, puff, passed the puck into the net. And Sergei Bobrovsky was singing, I was going to save the shot, and then I got high. I was going to put my blocker down, then I got high. Now it's 1-1, and I know why. Wow, man, hey, hey, because I got high, because I got high,
because I got high.
Mark Stone's goal was the last until 5 minutes left into the second period. When Vegas rolled the dice on the power play again, they hit the jackpot when Jonathan Marchessault, who scored the go-ahead goal and said, because I said so. Fast forward to the third period. It was getting late early on for the Cats. They were running out of lives. It's like Zach Gelb was probably running out of space after parking 27 cars. Just like Pete the Body was running out of time on his meter and had to manually put more money in because he can't use the app. And just like Mraz was running out of pages in his fat journal, Matthew Tkachuk was running out of lives when he had to go to the locker room for concussion protocol. The Panthers had to pull Bobrovsky for the extra skater. He was gone in a flash, just like Sean was after he crapped himself on air. Under 2.5 minutes left to go, the Cats were purring, they were procuring. Tkachuk would not suck. He put the puck. And Tkachuk went kaboom, scoring an incredible game-tying goal that sent us to overtime. Panthers started OT on the PK because of a brutal call from the referees, sending Guslan Forsling off the re-sling and into the sin bin. But the Cats fought it off, just like DA thought he was going to have to fight knockout Neil off. And before Billy Joel or Katie Linendahl could even warm up, the Panthers crowd started singing, sing us a song, you're the overtime ending man. Nick Carter Verhaeghe wanted it that way. As long as you love him, he'll never break your heart. He was larger than life and put the puck in the net. And hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. It's 5 points this time from Carter Verhaeghe.
Guides it to neutralize. Panthers back from left to right. In comes Bennett. Delays at the right point. Into the slot. A drive. Score! Carter Verhaeghe.
Carter Verhaeghe made the place quake like Haiti. He breathed life into the Panthers like you all have breathed extra life into Bob's Bar. But the Vegas Golden Knights won the final two games. They reigned supreme like Badlands Booker on a case of donuts and coffee. Vegas had the pocket aces and went all in. They would go on to lift their first ever Stanley Cup. Like Gordon from Vancouver has to lift my C cup to apply the baby oil. And ladies and gentlemen, that is your Canadian bacon.
Yeah! Boy, oh.
The king. The king of oinks.
Pete. One, two, three, four. Four and a half oinks.
Couple stumbles.
The best part, Justin in Albany holding on. He sees the ambulance and goes, no! Like Craig Elo getting shot after the Michael Jordan winner. Oh! 5 oinks! He fell just short.
And I can tell you where you lost the 5 oinks, boy. Oh, Pete did not like the Haiti joke.
It's not 5, Pete.
Pete didn't like the Haiti joke.
It's a boil.
Well done.
Hold on. Near and far, our Twitch friend Glorious Splat made the trip today. And he's made this trophy, and I think it's a trophy that Boyle will have to hold until next April. It's the DA Show's King of Bacon. May their reign ever be salty.
Wow.
Of 2023.
And as you see, it's a youth. It's a youth soccer trophy that just has bacon wrapped around it. So kind of perfect. Kind of perfect. It is known as one of the most historic trophies in all of sports. It's your rec league soccer trophy with bacon around the base. It is official. I'm sure you'll have this all summer and go back to your hometown and drink out of it, I'm sure.
So he shows his 6 different women on 6 different nights while you're with King of Bacon.
Kind of like Derek Jeter giving a gift at the end of the night. He'll give the
exactly.
Canadian Bacon Trophy at the
you're
end
with
of the night.
The King of the Bacon.
All right, well, the missing bacon is now found, and it is time to oil boil. Now, let me say I am incredibly grateful of everybody that made the trip. People that drove, people that flew, it's outrageous the commitment here, guys. But let me count down the farthest that everybody traveled. The 5th farthest that everybody traveled, I believe, if we're trusting the data sent to us by the data department here on the DA Show, which is somewhat rudimentary, is our family from Michigan. I don't know where in Michigan. Is it actually Detroit?
2 hours from Detroit.
2 hours from Detroit. Farther from here or closer?
So
okay. Again, my math is not going to be good on this, but that's approximately 700 miles or so. 700 miles? Oh, okay. 808. Okay, so that actually puts you at number 4, because then number 5 is Lexington, South Carolina at 749 miles. Okay, we have a family that came in from South Carolina, which is just absolutely amazing. And if I go to the data that I believe Pete the Body sent me, yes, that would be Sean, Chelsea, and Hallie, I believe, came from Lexington, South Carolina. So there they are on the front. Let's hear it for them. Imagine coming in from South Carolina being the 5th farthest, the 5th farthest. Then we have, what town in Michigan is it? Gladwin? Gladwin, Michigan at 808 miles.
Wow.
What an impressive performance. Matt and Pat Ann. Mike and Penny.
Good
okay.
Job, Pete.
There we go.
The analytics department ranged.
Pete's eyes are still a little foggy.
I got Matt and Pat Ann. You've got Mike and Penny. Okay. So let's hear it from Mike and Penny, everybody. Rocking the Lions gear. Into the top 3. I mean, imagine how far you got to travel to get into the top 3. Number 3, from Gadsden, Alabama. This is 948 miles. This is a 15-hour drive, which he did yesterday, coming in last night. What an amazing performance again, driving through the night. It's Randy in Alabama.
Randy!
The Houndstooth hat. Houndstooth, amazing. That's the commitment that Saban's looking for. Now, we had a very difficult competition at the top. Imagine having 2 listeners from the West Coast that flew in yesterday. We have Gordon from Vancouver, and we have Avery from Oakland, California. We did the math. They were separated by a mere 80 miles. But Avery in Oakland, who booked his flight yesterday, kind of like me coming to last year's Bob's Bar show with about 3 minutes to go before the start of the show. It was late, but you made it, buddy. That's a 44-hour drive by flight that's 2,938 miles. Avery in Oakland, let's hear it for this big guy. Now imagine booking a flight yesterday, flying nearly 3,000 miles and not coming from the farthest.
Amazing.
And missing out on Boyle.
Now, we might have a secondary prize.
Okay.
There.
Oh, no.
The winner of the Oil Boil is an amazing story. Gordon in Vancouver emailed me and said, I think we're going to make it, but I'm flying standby. So I got to make sure that the flights connect. And I'm like, imagine going from Vancouver to Newark flying standby. You might have to transfer through Seattle, Dallas, and Atlanta just to get here.
And Newark is in a different state than Bob's Bar.
Right.
By the way.
Gordon is also, can I say your age, Gordon? 69 years old.
69! Yeah. Boyle's favorite age!
Gordon in Vancouver is holding up a bottle of Crown Royal, pointing to it and saying, this is why. Now, I said, Gordon, this is an amazing show of dedication. Nearly 70 years old, flying standby, day before to get to Bob's Bar. And the prize is oiling Pat Boyle. And
what,
I said,
what a prize.
I don't want to embarrass you after an honorable life that you've had. And he said,
that he's had, he's still going.
Well, to this point.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what? I've done worse. And so that is the type of guy that we have. Everybody, 3,024 miles away, a 46-hour drive, Gordon in Vancouver. Let's hear for this guy.
Russia is closer to where he lives than Bob's Bar.
What a performance. What a performance. And so now... And so now Gordon wins the opportunity to take baby oil and to grease up Pat Boyle. And so, Gordon, come on up.
Come on, get your prize, Gordon.
Come on up.
Oil the Boyle.
Oil Boyle. Oil Boyle. Oil Boyle. Oil Boyle. His shirtless.
Oh, I guess we need the baby oil.
And why don't we, Carlos with a K, cue the music back in the studio, because it is ready to call me maybe. As Boyle takes a shot of the crown.
No, Gordon's taking the shot.
Oh, I think they're both taking a shot. All right. There it is. Amazing to see two generations connected.
The moment you never wanted with your grandpa.
And here we go. The shirt is off. Boyle, how do you feel? Naked and afraid, he says. Gordon's behind him, massaging his shoulders. He's cracking his knuckles like Mozart at a piano.
And Sean is bringing his kids closer to this, not farther away.
Here is Gordon putting the baby oil on his hands. And now, here we go. Oh, my. So sensual. So sensual. Keep playing that music, baby. It's all good. He's pouring the oil all over Pat.
Do you guys want privacy? God. Should we leave?
Oh, my. Oh, my God. Also, Boyle has a huge shamrock tattoo on his pec.
Clearly not lucky.
Gordon is oiling up. And there is young Peyton also getting a hand in.
Gordo's done this before.
Gordon's into it. I love it. This is a relationship.
That was second base.
Oh, my God. That's more action than I got in high school.
Yeah. This is how we keep having babies on the show.
Boyle has uttered, I love America, as Gordon, a Canadian, is really getting into it. Strong hands. Strong hands.
Oh, oh.
Gordon has just said you're allowed to change teams. Oh, my goodness.
CA breaking news. Canada has closed borders. Oh, here comes
Nancy.
Nancy.
Yes! Nancy is oiling up Boyle. Nancy, get in there. Nancy.
Somebody yell.
All right, would anybody else like to line up? If you've come from far and wide, you can line up to Oil Boyle. Make him feel uncomfortable. Here comes Avery.
Get in there, Avery.
Avery wants in. Avery wants in. Avery wants in. Okay, get Avery some oil here. Okay, here we go. All right. Cheers as Avery takes a swig and, okay, he did the business. Anybody else want to get last licks in? Any of the ladies, including single ladies. Oh, Zach Gelb. Gelb wants in.
No.
Gelb wants in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
oh,
not
yeah.
The hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
the
yeah,
hair.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Is that a tip from Gordon?
Oh my goodness. Oh, the humanity. As Zach Gelb yells, wet girl summer, as Boyle gets oiled up in full. Oh my goodness. And there it is, everybody. The oil of Boyle. Let's hear it.
Wow.
What a humiliation for the show, for him,
the
for the listeners, for the network itself.
Canada,
this is usually a self-respecting syndicated radio network with hundreds of affiliates nationwide, and instead, it has all been burnt to a crisp today at Bob's 3. If we're allowed back on the air on Monday, it's a bit of an upset.
Oh, I also think after Nancy jumped in there, this might be Boyle's bar. I'm not really sure what's happening now.
Okay, as we go out to break, I'd like a moment of silence. Because, as you've heard this morning on the show, we've had a very nice voice serenade us multiple times. Now, this voice is connected to He Who Shall Not Be Named. And if I can get a little silence back there from the left field bleachers, the bleacher creatures. He Who Shall Not Be Named was a big part of the show and then had a bit of a hiccup, a gaffe, in which we had to ban him from the show. We took it very seriously. However, we could not celebrate 10 years, the decade of DA, without him. And he comes with an apology. He said that he knows that he messed up, and he wanted to make sure he made it right. And even if he's not allowed back on the show again, he wanted to make sure he showed his gratitude and a way to try to make it up to those that might have been upset by what he did. And so, He Who Shall Not Be Named, take it away.
All right, let's hear it.
No, I said that I was leaving, but I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving to walk away from someone who means everything in life to you. You learn from every lonely day. I've learned, and now I'm back to say, let me try again. Let me try again. Think of all we had before. Let me try once more. We can have it all, you and I again. Please forgive me or I'll die. Let me try again. was such a fool to doubt you. To try to go it all alone. There's no sense to life without you. Now all I do is just exist and think about the chance I've missed. To beg is not an easy task. But pride is such a foolish mask. Let me try again. Let me try again. Think of all we had before. Let me try once more. We can have it all, you and I again. Please forgive me or I'll die. Let me try again.
Wow. An emotional moment here on the DA show at Bob's 3.
Thank you, DA.
Well, thank you. When we come back from break, oh, also, he'll shall not be named, made quite the travel as well. He flew in from Minnesota for us. So when we come back on the show, we try to follow that poignant moment up with a belch and a bossa. It's next. The DA show from Bob's Bar here on CBS Sports Radio.
In many ways, this is the end of the earth. You have entered Bob's Bar.
As you hear in the back, an elite bagpipe performer. That is Foxy on the bagpipes, preparing us for what everybody has come for. Simply called the Belch and Bossa. It's a combination which has been questioned by some, but ultimately will lead to the greatest humiliation known to man. Welcome back to Bob's 3, everybody. Only a half hour to go, and as we congregate around Bob's Bar, we're ready for the grand event. Badlands Booker is a grand champion of eating and chugging. He has a wet kielbasa in his hands. He is prepared to belch in Mraz's face. That's the belch part. And then slap Mraz in the face, hopefully as hard as possible, with a kielbasa. That's the bossa. Now, this is for losing one of the bets. I mean, who can even keep track anymore?
It's the March Madness. Yeah.
Right. And so we will attempt to set Badlands' personal record, a PR. You have an 8-second burp?
9-second.
9-second burp. So if we might want to, a few of us, time this officially so that, you know, we can have this on record, make sure we have confirmation how long the burp goes for. We're trying to set Badlands' all-time burp record. He has a 2-liter of Diet Coke in front of him, ready to be chugged. Then he will belch in Mraz's face. Quick question, have you eaten anything today that could come up in bits?
Very, very little.
Okay.
I'm trying to save it all for, you know.
I see. Okay, well, if you are not watching on YouTube or Twitch or at watchda.com, I encourage you to get there right now. Again, those are free, especially YouTube. If you pop open your YouTube app right now, go to the CBS Sports Radio channel and tune in to the proceedings. Mraz also will have 3 hot dogs in his mouth. That was just kind of an addendum to this whole thing.
Again, we need a psychiatrist after the show to break down your insistence on all this meat being around Sean's face, but that's for a different day.
I was simply looking for humiliation to the nth degree, and I think that we have this.
A lot of meat in the mouth.
And then we will end up sending Mraz into the pool. He is currently wearing his oldest New Jersey Nets jersey. That's a Kenyon Martin jersey that barely fits.
10th grade.
And his oldest pair of underwear, definitely stained and skid marked in the bottom. That is hideous. Okay, guys, it is time. Badlands, get ready to chug.
All right.
On your mark, Crack it open. Get set. Let that fizz out. And here we go. The camera phones are out, much like a final shot of the NBA Finals. 3, 2, 1, boom. All right, here we go. He is chugging this down as we speak.
Oh, my God.
He is an absolute monster right now. Mraz, how do you feel watching this go down?
I'm not. No, this isn't good. His gullet is shaking fast. That kielbasa is super wet.
He's strong, Badlands.
You wanted this, Sean. Don't forget. You asked
for this. You wanted it. This is a dream.
You can see his chest opening. I'm getting scared.
That's almost half down. And now Badlands is shaking it off. He wants
he's
more.
Back.
He's going back
he's
for
going
more.
He's going back.
He's going back for more. Takes another swig. He has crushed more than half of this. Oh, my goodness. Here. Okay.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, Mraz has gone down. Mraz has gone
don't
down.
Look down,
one more. Can we...
No. Oh, what's this called? The reversal of fortune? What's it called? You can't puke after this. You got to hold on. You got to hold on.
Mraz has teary
That's
eyes,
awful.
Watery eyes. His face is red.
Oh, no.
Water.
Water.
Give me water.
Here, go, go.
Oh,
he's
God.
Still going.
Okay.
Oh, that was worse than taking a line drive off the head.
All right.
We're not done here,
now,
Badlands.
Now, time now for the Bossa slap. Okay, now, just get real. Get ready to roll here. And then on the count of three. On the count of three. Three. Okay, put those hot dogs in your mouth.
It's like a Snoop Dogg skit on the album.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Right, no.
Oh, harder, a... harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now there is a hug. We have abused Mraz to the next level, belching in his face, watering his eyes, slapping him with a kielbasa, breaking the kielbasa in half. And now Mraz has just uttered sheepishly, let's go start summer. We will now put him into the pool. Bilotti and Bogish, who have been waiting to do this for a long time, will do the honors of kicking him into the pool. Wow. As I hold the weapon in my hand, I can almost feel what was an imprint in Mraz's face as the kielbasa was slapped around him. Mraz stands at the head of the pool. Bilotti crawls up the stairs to the deck. Bogish stands there behind him as well, and Mraz now sits down into a lawn chair. He will face his back to the pool. Facing his back to the pool right now for the proceedings. There he goes, into the pool! Into the pool. Bogish and Bilotti laughing a hearty laugh at the top, and Mraz is now in the pool. And here we go, Auld Lang Syne, like New Year's Eve, we kick off summer. Foxy, take it away. Cannonball! Mraz goes in! Yeah! The summer is officially underway. It's a tradition that goes back centuries. Kielbasa, belching, cannonballs into the pool. It's how we celebrate summer. There it is, everybody! We have hit summer 2023. When we come back, Target Demo Friday. It's Bob's 3 and the finale next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Hey, the previous 3 hours and 45 minutes. Here it is. Carlos with a K, do we have a fail? You have never worried about who was going to oil you up.
My favorite porn star is getting married.
Caught a look from the gentleman that's here from Vancouver, so... We locked eyes as soon as you said that.
This is a full-blown college football tailgate.
It really is.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium.
And Nancy, of course, is the queen of Bob's Bar.
She gave me birth.
There was one listener's car. It wouldn't surprise me there was a dead body in it.
You guys want to go see a dead body?
I got tipped $50 by one DA. No!
Zach not even doing his own show today.
I think some people have a good work ethic.
Victory!
The rest stop meal for me, you know.
Admiral's Feast?
Yeah, I love to go to Red Lobster. That Admiral's Feast is off the hook. That's all I get.
Food is family.
Young Schwartz, get in your three-point stance.
It was the coaches!
I think I needed some of Max Scherzer's sweat and rosin.
The man once hated animals, hated babies, hated everything, and now he loves it all.
Hello.
I don't want the stigma to be, oh, that's the guy that hates babies, because that's bad for the brand right there.
1 hour later.
Oh, you're going to love being a parent. There's nothing better. I'm like, but who mentioned the horror of waking up and being like, there's somebody screaming like a car alarm, and you can't stop it?
It's work, DA.
It's the best and worst thing in the world.
8 hours of sleep in a row is slightly better.
And everybody's putting their best foot forward. You can't just stick your toe in the water, especially, you know, you got your foot up in the air.
What's up with people and their feet issues?
Tell me where in the world is Damon Amendolara?
Ba, 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 ba.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Excellent, excellent recap of the madness of today. Let's get into some Target Demo Friday here, boys and girls. And we don't even need the open of the music because we just want to introduce the listeners that made it from far and wide. So you can just introduce yourself, your name, and where you came from.
My name is Hallie, and I'm from Lexington, South Carolina.
That's so great. Thanks so much for coming with your parents today. That's great. Thank you. Who else do we got there? Okay. All right, we got Gordon... Go ahead.
My name's Gordon, and I've been soiled by Boyle.
Soiled by Boyle. Yes, your reputation soiled.
And, you know, I didn't have this on my bucket list. Number one, didn't know I'd even make 70, but now I might.
You know? Now I think you got a little pep in your step here, Gordon.
You know what? And day's just started.
The day is just getting
I'm
going.
I'm not leaving until tomorrow, so, you know.
Very nice.
You got Gordon, a bed in your... Oh,
yeah. Gordon Vancouver. All right, thank you, Gordon. Next up. Who do we got?
Madeline from Philadelphia, watching absolutely live from Bob's Bar.
There you go. Right on. Thank you, Alan.
With this terrific crew and a great morning show. Thank you to all of you.
You got it, man. Thank you for making the trek in from Philly.
Steve from Severna Park, listening live via Bob's Bar.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Thank you, Steve. Yeah. You got it, brother. Good to see you.
Hi, I'm Foxy, listening from Manhattan on my Alexa app. Beam me up, Carlos with a K.
All right, zap, zap. Waka waka, he adds in there. Nice.
Eric and Nova. Gloria Splat. Hey, everyone.
Gloria Splat has revealed his true identity.
I'm out.
He's out of the closet. Yeah, Gloria Splat now has a name. Eric and Nova, Northern Virginia. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks.
Good to see you, brother. Who do we got?
I'm Moshe, better known as Moist Pork. It's an absolute honor to be here, and it's just amazing.
Speechless.
Speechless.
All right. Thank you, Moist Pork. Nice job, buddy. Who do we got?
I'm Randy from Alabama. I've been a fan since 2013. I've been listening to y'all since 2013.
Since the overnight days.
Yes.
Wow.
I've been a huge fan. I was talking sports all night long, or all day long.
Man, that is awesome. You drove 15 hours, huh?
Yes. That's me.
Dude, great job, man. Thank you for making the trek.
Thank you. This is awesome.
You're the best.
I love this.
Good. I'm glad you're having a good time. Who else do we got behind Randy in Alabama?
Good morning, everyone. Tommy Topspin from Connecticut.
Tommy, good to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you guys again. Thanks for having us again. This is great. I'm making lots of new friends. Thanks for having us.
That's awesome. My pleasure, man. So good to see you again. Tommy made it last year as well. He's part of the crew that was at all the Super Bowls.
Hey.
Who do we got?
Shlomo from Baltimore, Maryland, came with my neighbor, Moist Pork.
All right, Shlomo. Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you. All right. We got anybody else here for a live Target Demo Friday?
Yeah.
All right.
Amazon John here from Baltimore.
Right on.
Listening since 2011, and it's just great to see you guys, and we really appreciate you having us over. And, Bob, happy retirement there, brother.
Right on. Nice one. Thank you, Amazon John.
Could you listen in 2011?
Steve Murray from up in Albany, so I'd like to say, Big Baby and the Landfill! How do you tell with that?
This is the voice of the Big Baby of the Landfill production right there. He's the guy. He's the guy.
Are y'all down with Big Baby and the Landfill?
Yeah, love it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Bob, so much. It's been amazing here today, Nancy. Sweetheart, thank you guys so much. So, thank you, D.A.
You got it, man. Everybody, guys. God bless. Awesome. Good to see you, Steven. Who do we got up next?
Avery from Newark, California.
Nice.
I can't follow that up, so I'm just going to cut to the point. Have a good day.
All right. That is to the point. Have a good day. All right. Is that about it, or we got one more?
Knockout Neil. I'm in the rebranding, Eric with a K. So.
Okay. Rebrand. We're under a rebrand here.
No more knockouts.
Love okay. You. All the love. All the love, brother.
I got the bourbon.
You got it. I love it. Thank you, man.
Eric
with a K. All
right, dude. Neil, too?
So... just a huge thank you once again to Bob and Nancy for opening up their home to us. This is their home, and they said, oh, we got one more.
We really just want to end it with having a good day.
Yeah! The crew from York, PA. The crew from York, PA.
And they brought Bob a great retirement cake
as
well. We
got a retirement cake here. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Nancy. You guys are the best. You've always been so hospitable and welcoming and warm, and we appreciate that very much. Let's hear it for these wonderful people here. Yeah! We bust Mraz's chops a lot, but it takes a lot of work to put this thing together. He does the most work of the year, the 3 weeks leading up to the Bob's Bar show, and he busted his butt this time to make this all work. So all of this that you see here is on the backs of Mraz. Let's hear it for Mraz here.
Johnny!
Pete the Body keeps everything running back in the studio. Let's hear it for Pete the Body, everybody.
Pete.
Nice eye.
The man is fighting some type of something in the eye. He made it. Let's hear it for Andrew Bogish, the finest update anchor in all of the land. And as you saw when you meet everybody that loves the show, good people. We just simply have good people that listen to the show. And I love having events like this because you never have to worry about, you know, anything that's bizarre except for Knockout Neil. But other than that, people are just cool. They're friendly. They're great. And it's a great community. So I just want to hear it for all of the D-Aliens that made it here and couldn't make it here today. Let's hear it for everybody. I tend to think we have the best sports radio show in the country because it's a family. And when you have a family, it's dysfunction, it's ridiculous, but it's love. It all comes from love. And so I think that hopefully comes through the microphones every single day, that we really love one another. And we love the listenership, and we love you guys. And when people like Katie and Schwartz and everybody make their way down, Pat Boyle, Foxy, etc., it means the world because they are all part of our family as well. Thanks to Carlos with a K and Billy Giacalone back at the studio as well. This was the best Bob's Bar ever. Full steam ahead. Summer 2023 is here. It is time to party. We're putting on music. We're cracking open drinks. And we're partying all day long. Have a great day. Be good. Be good to one another. The mothership. Disconnect.